540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. A new study out of the University of Washington says there could be a sharp increase in diabetes worldwide. Here's CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The global study concludes that unless individuals and governments take action, every country in the world will experience increases in the number of diabetes cases in the next 30 years. The researchers say the majority of the cases will be type 2 diabetes, the form of the disease that's linked to obesity and is largely preventable.
The disaster involving that submersible near the wreckage of the Titanic has officials looking at future precautions. CBS's Roxana Saberi has the latest.
Given the loss of life and this huge cost in terms of resources and time spent by the Coast Guard trying to search for the Titan, the U.S., some experts say, could now enact tougher restrictions on submersibles and expeditions like this.
There were no survivors after what officials believe was an implosion of the submersible. Canada's Transportation Safety Board will join in the investigation into the loss of the Titan because the support vessel was registered in Canada. Airlines are facing a deadline to retrofit their planes and avoid potential interference from 5G wireless signals. Are they ready?
The deadline for this 5G rollout is July 1st. And so far, it appears as though it's going to go ahead, even though the airlines have not fully upgraded their fleets yet.
That's tech contributor Ian Schur. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said his country's counteroffensive is going slower than desired. CBS's Ian Lee has this update from Dnipro, Ukraine.
We talk to troops who've been to the front lines. A lot of them say that first line of defense that Russia has, well, that gives away quickly. But the further you go, deeper you go, the more that Russia has been able to put up a stiffer defense. And that's something that they've encountered. They say it's very difficult, and they say it's tough fighting.
Russia knew the counteroffensive was coming and has been able to dig in with tank traps, mines, concrete barriers, and trenches. The five former Memphis police officers charged in the death of Tyree Nichols were in court again today. Their attorney is Blake Ballin.
This is stressful for everyone. It's stressful for the Nichols family. It's stressful for the defendants and their families. It's stressful for the lawyers. So we are all just looking forward to moving in the direction of resolving this.
The officers face second-degree murder and other charges. A well-known investor continues to make good on his pledges.
Renowned investor Warren Buffett has now given annual donations of nearly $51 billion over the past 17 years. He has given nearly $40 billion to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. He announced his first pledge in 2006, becoming the biggest donor in history.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson and Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Two teenagers in Racine were shot and injured last night when a group of masked individuals approached them on the railroad tracks near Prospect Street. The victims, a 17-year-old girl and a 15-year-old boy, were with friends when they were targeted by the masked suspects. Both teens are expected to recover. A woman from Cudahy is charged with stealing about $100,000 in donations meant for the Stars and Stripes Honor Flight. Investigators say a significant portion of the funds were misappropriated for Joni Nogue's personal expenses. The Kenosha County Country Thunder crowd has been limited. Brittany Merlot has more.
This week, the Kenosha County Board unanimously approved a reduction in the daily crowd capacity of the Country Music Festival later this month, from 50,000 down to 30,000. The Sheriff's Department pushed for the change, emphasizing the need for improved security measures.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
GTWLawyers.com. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game, it's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stops. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find the Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at WITrafficSafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. We're going to start again, unfortunately, with Donald Trump. This just in. Turns out that Jack Smith, the special prosecutor, I have a high regard for Jack Smith. He's doing a heck of a job. He gave limited immunity to at least two fake electors, forcing them to testify. To me, that signals that there may be charges very imminent in the election probe. It's not just January 6th, that's part of it, but it's the whole probe. Now, let me talk about this. Let me dig down and explain some of this. What's limited immunity? Why not general immunity? If you summon somebody, subpoena them to a grand jury, and they say, I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me. Supreme Court long ago has ruled that if you give them immunity, then they have no Fifth Amendment right anymore because they're not going to be prosecuted. But then there was a fight between limited immunity and general immunity. Limited immunity simply means you have to testify. We're going to give you immunity for anything you say. We're not going to use that against you. General immunity would be, let's say it was a bank robbery. General immunity would be, we will not prosecute you for that bank robbery. Prosecutors don't like to give general immunity. It requires the approval of the attorney general himself. At least it did when I was practicing law. But limited immunity they can give. And all it means is, we will not introduce into evidence what you tell us at this grand jury. But if we have a ton of other things on you, if we have other sources, and quite frankly, one of the disputes is, what if you say something that we don't use against you, but it gives us an idea? It gives us a tip, and then we go somewhere else. Jack Smith is a very good prosecutor. And what he did is he forced two of these characters to come in. They didn't want to come in. They came in and they spoke. They gave testimony. The larger issue here is not just the insurrection that Trump and Giuliani and Mo Brooks and Don Trump Jr. and all these characters ginned up and got these guys to go up there. And there's about 1,000 of them now are facing indictment. Many of them have already been convicted. Many of them substantial prison terms. The guy just got 13 years yesterday. But why was all this being done? All this was being done to pressure the Congress in the six swing states. Even though Trump lost by 7 million votes and about 60 electoral votes, in the six swing states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia, the plot was, the Green Bay sweep, it was called, was to have fake electors in those states come in and go, we're the real electors. The other side, our side, would say, wait a minute, the governors and the secretaries of state of each of these states have certified this other legitimate slate. And the Trump people would go, well, we have to submit this dispute to the Congress. It's a fake dispute. There isn't any legitimacy to the fake electors. But if it got submitted to the Congress, even though Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats control the House, under the Constitution, each state only got one vote as to who should be president. And more than half the states have majority Republican delegations, even though the House was Democratic. Why is that? Because California has 56 congressmen, even if they were all Democratic, which they're not, but most of them are, they only get one vote. Same with New York, same with Illinois. Whereas Rhode Island gets one vote and it has one congressman. Now it may have two. Wyoming gets one vote and they have one congressman. So a minority of congressmen can direct that their state vote for Trump. And that is what was going on. So stand by. We're going to the lines. John of Boaz, my friend. Thanks for calling, John. What's in your mind today?
Hi. If I was going to read the Black's Law Dictionary and talk about Donald Trump in the same sentence, it would go like this. The offense of attempting by overt acts to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance. That sounds like January 6 times 10.
You're right, John. That's an excellent call. And you're right, citing Black's Law Dictionary, which was our Bible in law school. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call, as always. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind today, Bill?
On fake electors, I cannot believe, I've said this a bunch, that we don't have one Democrat in all of office that says enough is enough. We're going to start investigating, and Ron Johnson, you're first up to testify. Now, he denies it. You know what his ticket for you to get out of jail ticket was? I was only involved for 3 seconds. Ron, don't insult the voters' intelligence. Your group might believe that, but you look, the look on your face tells me, you know, don't BS a BSer, don't snow the snowman. These guys come up with these stupid reasons why this happened, but yet they'll go after Hunter Biden for a gun charge that most people don't even get arrested for, and a tax deal that, my God, Trump was using his sex toy, what's your name, Stormy Daniels, to write her expense off. And they worry about Hunter Biden, I'm sorry. And I just cannot believe how they try and misdirect the focus away from the anarchists. You know, last count, he had 11 bankruptcies, 26 sexual assaults, and 37 felonies, 2 impeachments. Who is the biggest criminal in the country? And yet, they worry about a weed on the lawn. Oh, look who drinks. But you people are just making idiots out of yourself.
Right. You know, you focus on Ron Johnson. You're absolutely right. Ron Johnson had his chief, had the fake electors from Michigan. Then somebody else in Michigan will have the fake electors from Wisconsin. So it didn't look like they were screwing their own state. And he made his chief of staff call up Pence's chief of staff and say, I got to get you these. And Pence's chief of staff said, I don't want to see him. And here's the dirty little secret. Michigan and Wisconsin's fake electors had not gotten to the Congress the January 5th, the day before the certification was going on. And there was a desperate attempt to get them there. And he was part of it. So first of all, let me be blunt. He wasn't involved for just 3 seconds. You're right. He said that. But secondly, If I pull out a gun and shoot a guy and kill him, and the prosecutor says to me, you killed him, and I say, I was only involved for 3 seconds. You know, I just squeezed the trigger. Give me a break. This thing stinks to high heaven. And you're right. As part of this probe, as part of the prosecution, Ron Johnson should be part of it. He should be a target. He should be subpoenaed before the grand jury. We don't know if he was and he blew it off or not. How did he get those fake electors? How did his chief of staff call Pence's chief of staff? Did it just occur to him out of the blue? You hit the nail on the head. Mark from the SAC, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind, Mark?
Yeah, because they switched off the electors like that, you know, the fake electors like that, that indicates to me conspiracy and a well-organized conspiracy against the people of the United States. And I'm wondering that under the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, because it refers to any voter, if their rights are abridged, there's consequences of that. Because they use the word any in there, I just ask this because I've, you know, familiar with statute. When I was audited, I had to interpret statute and code. That when you use words like any and like that, it indicates that would any citizen then have a cause of action against any of the fake electors or Ron Johnson or the guy from Michigan that was trying to do this, because they are in a position of trust of the United States, that they were attempting to abridge my individual right to vote, because any word is used there. Would that mean that any citizen could actually sue them for their participation in the conspiracy against the United States of America?
Yeah, let me give a response to that, because it's an interesting, your two questions you posed, one today and one yesterday. I'm going to hit both briefly. The idea of whether there's an implied private cause of action in any statute or the Constitution is heavily litigated, heavily debated. And in some cases, the Supreme Court will say, yes, there's an implied private right of action. And sometimes they'll say, no, there has to be an enabling legislation by the Congress to give you the right of action. In my view, and I'm not on the Supreme Court, but in my view, what you just read does give an implied right of action. There was a conspiracy, obviously, and Ron Johnson was part of it. And you're a voter. And what he did was he attempted to eliminate your vote. He attempted to overturn your vote. Let's say you say in your pleading that you voted for Biden and he attempted to do it. Their response will be, there's no implied private right of action in this. That has to be made more clear by the Congress. Fine, go ahead. They can say that all they want, but I don't think that case would be dismissed right away. The second thing, though, that you said yesterday was very interesting when you said that the second clause of the 14th Amendment presumed popular election of president and not the original constitutional mandate that it be this independent legislature theory. And that's exactly what it says. It says, the second paragraph, when the right to vote at any election for the choice of electors for president and vice president of the United States or these other offices is denied to any of the male inhabitants of each state. And that's since been obviously changed by the 19th Amendment to be also female. What happens is if anybody abrogates it, in other words, if they come in and a state says, you know, black people can't vote, then they get fewer members of Congress. So the 14th Amendment, in my view, does trump the earlier constitutional provision. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
If you're searching for top-notch electrical service for your commercial or industrial property, connect with Current Electric in Wauwatosa. Current Electric offers a wide array of electrical services to clients in Milwaukee and the surrounding areas. Celebrating 40 years of energizing and illuminating lives in southeastern Wisconsin, their dedicated team of superheroes can help with everything from parking lot lighting upgrades to office and business LED conversions, EV chargers to service upgrades. Call 262-295-2815 or log on to callcurrent.com.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 59 tonight under mainly clear skies, southeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 89. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows level off around 64. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Sunday and Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Your lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I found this hard to believe, but this is what has just happened. Two pieces of work in the Republican caucus in Congress, and you can say, well, Matt, can you be a little more specific? There are basically 223 pieces of work in the caucus. Well, the two I'm talking about are Elise Stefanik and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Elise Stefanik is the number three in seniority. She's the one who replaced Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney has tremendous integrity, and of course they turned on her for that, and they stuck this Lee Stefanik from upstate New York, who at one time had been a moderate. She was a New York Republican, moderate, anti-Trump, attacked Trump. Then when he won, she started fawning around him, and they put her in, and she's basically a Trump mouthpiece. And Marjorie Taylor Greene needs no introduction, unfortunately. The two of them just introduced two resolutions seeking to expunge the impeachment votes against Trump in the House. Elise Stefanik's resolution was to expunge, in other words, remove from the record, the impeachment votes of the House over the January 6th impeachment. Remember, that one then went to the Senate for the conviction trial. Something like eight Republican senators joined the Democrats. There were about 59 or so people voting for it, but it requires two-thirds, which is 67, so he didn't get out. But 59 senators said he was no good and that he deserved to be removed from office. Marjorie Taylor Greene introduced the resolution to expunge the impeachment votes for the Ukraine blackmail, where Trump called up Zelensky and said, start investigating Joe Biden or you're not going to get any weapons to stop the Rusky genocidal sadists from raping your women and torturing you. And that one passed the House. Many Republicans in both of these in the House went on board. In the Senate, only Mitt Romney agreed. That was a travesty. Here he was using blackmail to a vulnerable ally to try to get a result to favor him. Now, so they put in these two resolutions. What do these mean? First of all, when you expunge, say, a criminal conviction, occasionally the governor will be petitioned to expunge a criminal conviction or a judge. They'll go back in and say the guy's cleaned up his act, he's not a bad guy, blah, blah, blah. The victim concurs in this, blah, blah, blah. It means that it's no longer on his record, but it doesn't disappear. I mean, everybody knows he got convicted. It's just that it can't be used against him in the sense of prior conviction type thing or employment and all that. Now, when you have somebody who's the president of the United States who was impeached twice, we've all heard about it. You can't expunge my memory. They can't expunge your memory. He was impeached. Secondly, they have no power over the Senate. Mitt Romney voted to convict on the Ukraine impeachment. They can't unring that bell. 8 Republicans voted to convict in the Senate on the January 6th impeachment. They can't unring that bell. And none of the Democrats are going to agree to have their votes expunged, even if the Republican majority does it. And they have a 5-vote majority. I'll tell you this, we're going to take a good hard look at the Republicans, the gerrymandered Republican delegation in Wisconsin. They get 6 of 8 seats and they don't even get half the votes, but they get 3/4 of the seats. Well, we're going to see what they do on this. If they vote to expunge Trump's convictions, I think they should be toast. We're going quick to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're first. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. Happy Friday to you. I get sick of these people. Let's just try to do the people's work. And that's why I'm riding with Biden, because, you know, he's trying to work for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. He's got the infrastructure. We have to have infrastructure in this country to make us powerful, let alone working with the other world powers to make the world safer. And that's the things you need to be concentrating on. I get sick of this stuff, you know, so and I'm not worried about Biden's age. So I'm riding with Biden, period. These other people need to focus on the country, for God's sake. So I get a little excited here on a Friday. So, all right, Matt, you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Paul. Remember one thing, you say Trump's age or Biden's age. Trump is 77. Biden is 80. Trump is only 3.5 years younger than Biden. Biden's a lot healthier. Trump looks bad, very bad. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Gene?
Great caller, just outstanding, Wisco Paul. I'm riding with Biden, too. You know what drives me bananas is these people should all be criminally investigated because they're aiding and abetting, trying to cover up, trying to distract the crimes of Trump. I mean, it's right in your face. These people should also be investigated because they were involved in the insurrection, getting people all riled with their lies. In addition to that, I'll put any young person up against Joe Biden who has an agenda, who works day and night, and his thinking is clear. My background is intelligence, you know, as far as assessment of intelligence, you know, and that type of thing. He's on the ball. He is right. Intelligent. Trump only worked half days, if you'll recall, and he only came in the half days after he watched himself on TV. Trump also was always trying to get parades for himself. Biden goes to parades and honors our military and all of the people in our country. So I don't want to hear this age thing. It makes me sick to my stomach because there's a lot of older people that age that I would put up to any young person that these right. guys could just run circles around them. So there you right. go on the age.
Okay. Thank you very much, Gene. Love your calls. Love your passion. You're very right. The age thing is baloney. 3.5 years difference doesn't make any difference whatsoever. Trump has now 2 sets of indictments against him. He may get a third fairly quick. We have a lot to talk about. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot after the break. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. New researchers say there could be a sharp increase in the number of people with diabetes worldwide by 2050. Canyon Liana Ong is the lead researcher of that study.
2021 is the worst we've seen since 1990, but what we're projecting is that every year till 2050, which is what we what our estimates go out to will be worse than the previous year.
The House Judiciary Committee will investigate the business dealings of President Biden's son, Hunter Biden.
It's noticeable in the initial hours of this news how quickly Republicans are tying this news about Hunter Biden to the federal prosecution of Donald Trump.
That's CBS's Scott McFarlane. Investigators are trying to determine what caused the Titan submersible implosion. Here's CBS's Roxana Saberi.
Investigators will be looking in particular at the site of the rupture, and that will be tough because the Titan broke into pieces.
There are no survivors. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Five young kids were in a car that crashed after being chased by Milwaukee police last night. A witness started filming the kids stumbling out of the wreckage and posted the video online.
Is there another kid in there and they're crying? Oh my gosh!
A 24-year-old woman was arrested after hitting a pedestrian and leading officers on a chase that ended with a crash. Only one of the children needed to be hospitalized. The head of the Wisconsin Elections Commission will be deposed in two voter integrity lawsuits in Kenosha County. Plaintiff and Pleasant Prairie resident Jay Stone successfully argued yesterday that Megan Wolf should be questioned in his lawsuits about the legality of the MyVote website and third-party absentee ballot applications. The state had tried to put a protective order on Wolf to prevent her from talking. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today, 855-954-1186.
All into it, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
It's time you checked out Champions Pub on Milwaukee's East Side, a classic Milwaukee tavern since 1956. Champions is a comfortable place to gather and enjoy a drink over a game of shuffleboard, cribbage, bags, golden tea, or just relax in its sunny beer garden or covered deck. Champions Pub has something for everyone. It's a great place to escape the usual bar crowds and hide out for drinks and conversation. Stop by Champions Pub and enjoy its good service and low-key neighborhood atmosphere.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Are you looking for a creative haven in the heart of Milwaukee? Look no further than 20 Ton Studios. At 20 Ton Studios, we're all about fostering artistic expression and community engagement. Whether you're an art enthusiast or a budding artist yourself, join us at 2000 West North Avenue at the intersection of 20th and North Avenue. Discover the power of art and embrace your creative spirit at 20 Ton Studios. Visit us at 20tonstudios.com and don't forget to join us on Saturdays for our open studio extravaganza. 20 Ton Studios, where art comes to life.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the line. Stephanie of Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling, Stephanie. What's in your mind today?
Hey, the main thing is, well, first of all, I want to say that one of the issues that we're really addressing is ageism. You know, just because you're of a certain age does not mean that you don't have your sharps, okay? Not everybody has some of the issues of aging, such, you know, mental impairment. It's a percentage, but not all. You know, there's a lot of folks, and I want to say go Gene from Eau Claire, but the issue I have, and these censures, like the censure of Adam Schiff, what's the long-term basically effect of that? To me, it's like a waste of time, okay? It really, really is. But can it be challenged? what is the real damage, and maybe in the long run, what is the real meaning of it? And I'm going to hang up, Matt, and you have a great weekend, okay?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Stephanie. Excellent question. The censure of Adam Schiff is meaningless. The House can censure someone, and they have censured something like, he's the fifth person, I think, in the last, 80 years. And one of them that they censured was Rangel, who there was financial impropriety. The other one was Paul Gosar, who put out that video, and he photoshopped his own face on it, showing him killing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And they censured him over that. And then there were two, Crane and Jerry Studs, back in 1984 for sexual offenses. Now, if there is legitimacy to the censure, so the two sexual offenses, the financial offenses, and then with Gosar, although it didn't hurt Gosar because there's something about his district that I'll never understand, he still gets reelected. But it doesn't do anything to you. They can't hurt you except politically. In other words, are your constituents going to be turned off by it? Well, Schiff's constituents in California are going to see it as a badge of honor. Why was he censured? Because he said about 3 years ago that Russia and Trump had colluded to help Trump. And this fellow Durham at the hearing the other day was asked by Schiff, and this is what really triggered the censure, did Russia and Trump meet? Yes. Yes, that's what he said under oath. Yes. Did Trump share information with Russia? Yes. Did Russia interfere to help Trump? Yes. Did Trump welcome the support? Yes. Mueller, in my view, took a dive. All of that was in his report. And yet he said, there's no evidence beyond a reasonable doubt that Trump colluded with them. Now, I don't care if you're a lawyer or not. You meet with them. They interfere on your behalf by hacking. You welcome it. You give them information. And that's not collusion. Adam Schiff said there was collusion. I say there's collusion. So it doesn't hurt at all. Now, can you undo it judicially? No, because of the separation of functions. There's one exception. There's one exception. Julian Bond in the Georgia legislature in the late 60s advocated that we withdraw from Vietnam. He said it was a bad war. The Georgia legislature wouldn't seat him. Now, if the Congress decided not to seat Adam Schiff, throw him out, that then would go up, and the precedent of Julian Bond in the late 60s, I think, would apply, although that was a state legislature. This is the Congress. What would the Supreme Court do? The Republicans, I don't think, are stupid enough to try something like that, because think about this. What happens if the Democrats take over and expel everybody among the Republicans? Expel 200 people. At some point, the Republican Party is vandalizing this country, and that is the law on that. We're going to the lines. David of Mequon, my friend. Your first question of my day, David.
Good afternoon, Matt. So to my understanding with Adam Schiff, that phone call that he received was a bunch of spoof. It was actually like a comedian kind of a scenario, and he kind of fell for it. He took it seriously. And so I think with that being said, and I'm watched Durham on C-SPAN, he said that essentially, you know, what was going on here, of course, there's people are always, you know, making, these crazy crank calls and stuff of that nature. They're not legitimate. And what I just don't understand is that with it being falsified, and that it was, you know, considered these goofy guys decided to pull one over on them, that was kind of screwed up, that wasn't really looked into further. Because end of the day, by peddling what he was peddling, and it ended up not being true because it was just, you know, some characters that just decided to make a joke out of it. And, you know, that's there's some serious consequences for that, I think.
Well, David, wait a minute. First of all, I don't have the faintest idea what you're talking about. I'm not talking about a spoof call. I'm talking about he was an impeachment manager in the Ukraine conviction trial, number one. He said many times, and I have said on this air many times, that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians to try to win the election in 2016. The truth is that in the Mueller report, it says, A, Trump met with the Russians. And when I say Trump, his staff did, Manafort and Don Trump Jr. and the rest. Number B, they shared information at these meetings. For instance, Trump gave them polling information so they could see where to target their false social media. Number three, Russia intervened on Trump's behalf by hacking to help Trump. Number four, Trump welcomed the help. Everything I just said is in the Mueller report. John Durham, the guy with the mustache who supposedly was going to come in and investigate the investigation of Russia, said to all of those questions, yes, there's nothing to do with a fake call. I have no idea what you're talking about. The only fake call I know about is when Scott Walker got a fake call from a guy who said it was the Koch brothers and said, why don't you beat up somebody in the crowd? And instead of saying drop dead, he said, well, we don't have to do that right now. That's the only fake call. Nothing that you have said is any reflection on Adam Schiff, and who knows what a fake call is in that context. What I said wasn't fake. The fact is that Durham at his testimony to Congress over 6 hours confirmed it all. I think Mueller took a dive. Why do I think he took a dive? Any lawyer, the worst lawyer in the world, if he has shown, A, there were meetings and exchanges of information. If this were a drug thing, that's conspiracy right there. B, Russia intervened and hacked to benefit Trump. C, Trump welcomed the intervention. What more do you need? Mueller took a dive by saying, well, I don't technically want to say that he should be criminally charged for this, that, and the other thing. And he chickened out. Okay. That has nothing to do with a fake call. Okay. We are going to get back. I want to point out a few other things that concern me. They concern me. One of them is, you may have read, Trump just was, they were handed over to Trump's lawyers down in the Florida indictment case from the documents, a trove of evidence. Why is that? Because under the case of Brady versus Maryland a long time ago, the prosecutor is required to turn over any exculpatory evidence to a defendant. So, for example, if they have three witnesses who said, yeah, he shot the guy, and a fourth witness says, no, he didn't shoot the guy, another guy shot the guy, they got to disclose all of that. They can't hide the good witness for the defense. What most prosecutors do now is have really an open file, with some exceptions, an open file procedure, where they say, here's everything we're going to show at trial. They're not required to give it all unless a court orders it, but they generally do it. In this case, they gave him a ton of stuff. The judge, and this was not Aline Mercedes Cannon, who worships Trump, kneels in front of him to kiss the mistletoe on his belt buckle. This is Bruce Reinhart, the magistrate judge down there. He said, it can only be given to the lawyers. Trump can only see it in their offices. He cannot keep copies of it. Now, will they abide by that? If they don't, they're in contempt. Any of these guys care? I hope so. But this is America, not Russia. Okay. But Trump will read this stuff. It's not clear whether he can take notes on this stuff. I assume he will. But if he can't, he can just speak it. And he has a recording device in his phone, or he could have a court reporter there. Paralegal. Who knows? The concern that some prosecutors have now, and I share this concern, Trump is as crooked as a dog's hind leg. He may tamper with the evidence and tamper with witnesses. That is a felony, but this guy is impervious to felonies, apparently. That is a felony, but it's happened. They tampered with witnesses in the January 6th investigation. They paid their fees. And they told, for instance, Cassidy Hutchinson to lie, basically. And then she finally saw the light and told the truth. This is like dealing with organized crime. So what could Trump do? Either he or a surrogate, and this is what they did in the January 6th investigation, would call people and say, a certain individual would be very sad if you said X and X. We do not want things to go badly for you if you say Y and Z. There are ways of tampering. Now, can he tamper with the written evidence? Can he, for instance, just alter something in it? No, for two reasons, in my view. One is he's not supposed to be given the documents, only shown them. There are some sneaky lawyers who'll say, now you're not supposed to look at these documents other than here in my office. By the way, I got to go to the bathroom. He's out to the bathroom for half an hour and he comes back and you didn't do anything with the documents, did you? No, sir, says Trump. This is the kind of crap that goes on, okay? And you have got to understand that the legal system is not everybody is Abraham Lincoln or the guy in To Kill a Mockingbird. This is a problem. I do not think that Eileen Mercedes Cannon will give a rat's patoot if he tampers with witnesses. I do not trust her. I think it was a mistake to file this thing where there's a 1 in 3 chance she get the case. But it is what it is. But if there is any hint of tampering, that has got to be clamped down on. And instead of bringing it to her attention, there's got to be separate charges for the people involved. Whoever his surrogate was who do it, he's not stupid enough to make the call himself. And if it's Trump and the surrogate's in another state, indict him somewhere else. I'm very, very concerned about this. The other thing I'm concerned about, and this just broke too, in Georgia, everybody goes, Brad Raffensperger is such a great guy. Brad Raffensperger is such a great guy. Well, no, he's not such a great guy. Georgia is one of two states where you go in and you vote electronically and you can't see how it registered your vote. One of two states. Here in Wisconsin, we fill out a card and we feed it in. Or now the new thing is it appears on the screen and you hit, say, Biden, and it shows it on the screen. And then you say, submit. They don't have that in Georgia and one of the state. I don't know which one it is. You can't, there's no paper trail and you can't verify it. Well, they went over with the fine tooth comb, the results back in 2020 and everything was fine. But this time around, Raffensperger, I think, is basically honest. And Kemp, as bad as he is the governor, basically honest. There cannot be any states that don't have paper backup of some sort, or at least where you can see what your vote is. That's why we need a Voting Rights Act. That's why it was wrong for Manchin Sinema to block it. We need a Voting Rights Act for everybody. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Down, and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire. The ring of fire, and it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
The ring. The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off. Enjoy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July. Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com. Jazz Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Matinair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 59 tonight under mainly clear skies, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, highs level off around 89. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 64, cloudy skies. Upper 70s Sunday, low 70s by Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
Once upon a time, it dressed so fine.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to finish up on the Georgia segment. Remember something, Trump alleged there was fraud in Georgia. It was found that there was not. Biden won Georgia. He won it. But it turns out that the program that is used is called ImageCast X, done by Dominion. Dominion's an honest company. Fox had to pay them almost $800 million for lying about their system. Fox said there was some kind of hole in the back that you could change stuff, and that isn't true. $800 million. However, you may remember, that as part of the Trump fraud, there was a group called Cyber Ninja in Arizona who made allegations and then couldn't prove them. But a judge down there, a Trump-leaning Republican judge, gave them access to ImageCast X to look at. Of course, they had to be told not to copy it, not to do this or that. I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. Another hacker, an amateur hacker, told the government that they bought an ImageCast X system on eBay. Now, Georgia is one of only two states that has this, where when you vote on the screen and you say you vote Trump, you can't confirm that that's what it did. One of two states. They had experts go in after the last election, 2020, and they traced everything, and it came out perfectly. The margin that Biden had in the internal part of this thing was right. But there are groups now, and I applaud them 100%, who are saying, let's change it by 2024. Let's have a paper backup. Like here, a lot of places in Wisconsin, you feed the card in. Or in Milwaukee, when I voted in-person absentee, in other words, early, down at the municipal hall, municipal city hall, I vote for Biden, say, you can see there's a box, Biden, Trump, and you know a couple of others, third party. You can see where the check marks goes, and then you submit. They don't even do that down there, one of two states. Raffensperger, who everybody thinks is the saint because he didn't cave into Trump in that call. In fact, he taped it. That's why Fannie Willis has some good evidence. Raffensperger is not a saint. If somebody were honest, he'd go, yeah, this should be changed. But instead he goes, we don't have time. What do you mean you don't have time? Right now it is June. We're talking about November of 2024. There's plenty of time. All the experts say there's plenty of time. Well, no. Well, when will every time after that? I don't know. We'll see. This isn't right. Now, the fact is that Georgia is probably not going to swing the election one way or the other next time. But, you know, the Senate races are going to be coming up again. There are House races there, governor races there, and there's a presidential race there. And Biden did win this time. So that's what you have. There are vulnerabilities. The experts said there are 9 vulnerabilities. I've only listed a couple of them. And the dispute right now is there time? Is there time? One impediment is that some of these changes need legislative approval. The legislature down there is total Trump. They're the ones that rammed through with Kemp's support. Everybody goes, oh, Kemp, he's one of the good Republicans. No, he's not. No, he's not. With Kemp's support, that they can yank any prosecutor in the state they want. And they have their eyes on Fannie Willis. Fannie Willis, one of the best prosecutors in the country, for allegedly under-prosecuting marijuana possession and under-prosecuting, in fact, not prosecuting doctors who perform abortions. You know something, guys, she prosecutes gang members, murders, and she election fraud. How about that? But so Kemp signed that bill. That legislature is not going to let Raffensperger do anything constructive. That is why we need national legislation for voting rights. We're not talking about governor of Georgia. We're talking about the president of the United States, U.S. senators and U.S. congressmen. That's federal Trump state. There's a federal interest in our all being uniform. That was SB 1 and HR 1 had been put in when Pelosi was there. And it ran to a filibuster in the Senate, passed the House. The filibuster in the Senate could be overturned if Manchin and Sinema had gone along with this. They could just say it's not subject to this, to the filibuster. They didn't do it. We only had 49 votes. And that's why we have this. We have fraud is what we have. We have fraud. Always keep that in mind. One other thing that really frosts me. Megan Wolf, one of the great executive directors of the Wisconsin Election Commission, they are going to take her deposition tomorrow to try to rough her up. There's six people on the Wisconsin Election Commission, and they picked the executive director, 3 Democrats, 3 Republicans. The 3 Republicans are going to oppose her. The 3 Democrats will support her. What happens with the tie? The legislature, the Republican legislature, without Evers' ability to veto, if there's a vacancy after 45 days, appoint somebody else. They are going to appoint an election denier. I want you to know that. That person can serve for a year until they're confirmed by the Senate. This Senate is gerrymandered too. They'll confirm this person. One thing that we have come up with is that the Fred Prynne, remember the guy in the DNR? If there's a vacancy, he can stay on till there's a successor. Tell Megan Wolf to stay on. Stay on. And hope that Janet Protasiewicz on the court now can confirm that. The problem is she doesn't get sworn in until August. And there will be a vacancy because at 3-3, her term expired. The legal theory would be her term expires, but until the election commission, not the legislature, appoints her successor, she stays on. That's the way I want to see it. But that and a buck will get me on the bus. That's not enough. That's not enough. This stuff is going on. Why is the Republican Party so insistent on plugging election deniers into our elections? Everybody listening to me votes. You vote somewhere. Do you think any of those people are crooked? You think there's something funny going on? No, they're not crooked. They're usually elderly ladies and gentlemen, kind of look forward to it. They're honest as the day is long. Nothing funny going on. Nothing funny going on. Coming to the end of the show. Great show as always. Have a good weekend, everybody. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place Monday. I'm signing off for today.
With no direction home. Like a complete unknown. Like a rolling stone.
Ian. It's time you checked out Champions Pub on Milwaukee's East Side, a classic Milwaukee tavern since 1956. Champions is a comfortable place to gather and enjoy a drink over a game of shuffleboard, cribbage, bags, golden tea, or just relax in its sunny beer garden or covered deck. Champions Pub has something for everyone. It's a great place to escape the usual bar crowds and hide out for drinks and conversation. Stop by Champions Pub and enjoy its good service and low-key neighborhood atmosphere.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
You are listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.